Right now, we have four writers. It's a small staff, and Orin and I are kind of writers as well, so that's six. The name of the game right now is trying to teach people, as absurd as this sounds, you're trying to teach people how to write for you. Because I'm trying to make the show very, of course, similar to my sensibility, and these people came in from other writing jobs and other worlds, and you're trying to show them, oh, I would say this, or I wouldn't say this, or my Batman wouldn't say this, but my Batman would say that. You know what I mean? So you sound like a lunatic. You start referring to yourself in the third person, like, Pete would never say that. That's too disparaging for Pete. So we're trying to teach people the tone. And to speak a little bit about the tone, I think people, it sounds like some of you are familiar with what we do. We're not boring. We have a little bit of an edge to us. But also at the same time, it's very positive. There's a little bit of a happiness and a silliness to it. Like, we were just on the floor here at Comic-Con, and I think the natural choice for a comedian is to kind of do nerd humor and be like, look at these idiots, do you have a girlfriend, what do you do, what do your parents think? And like, just here today, the vibe of our show is like, this is the greatest, this is like, we volunteered to do this. I feel like I know everybody because I see Deadpool. I don't know who it really is, but I'm excited to see Deadpool. And he's excited to see Superman and to do a photo together. And then you have like vaguely erotic women everywhere. It's really, we're not forcing it. I am a positive person. We're not going to be saccharine and stupid and false. We're going to be authentic and real and hopefully interesting, but it's going to be in that sort of Conan way. Not at anyone's expense. We're not here to tell you how much the world sucks or how shitty things are. Even if you had mixed feelings about Affleck being Batman, we didn't like go after Affleck. We just put Batman in Goodwill Hunting. That's the sort of mentality we have. If you want someone to shit on Affleck, you can watch any other show. You know what I mean?
It's coming from an honest place too. And that's what you're teaching the writers, so I think a lot.
Yeah. Well, that's also true. We have like a no lying rule. I don't lie in my stand-up. It's kind of weird. It's a little bit obsessive for me. I don't like saying, unless it's obvious. If it's obvious that I'm lying or just joking, I'll make that clear. But I've never told a story that didn't happen or just fabricated something that would be hilarious. And we're going to bring that, two words for the show are authentic and transparent. We want it to be real. And at the beginning, when people are watching it, if we are just figuring it out and kind of flailing a little bit, we want you to see that. We want you to feel like you were involved in something that from its inception and have all of that be genuine. So when the writers are writing for me, the strangest answer to your question is they have to learn a lot about me, because that's what we're trying to teach them and the audience.